Welcome into the J.P. Shadrick Podcast. Today is Thursday, October 19th. We're getting set for Week 7 of the NFL season, and the Jags are back out on the road. It's a big divisional game. The Jags at 3-3 face the 2-4 Indianapolis Colts. Let's get into it. The big story of the week, special teams. They gave up an opening kick touchdown and a blocked punt return for a touchdown last week against the Rams. And for special teams coordinator Joe DeCamillis, both are correctable.
You know, obviously we didn't block it correctly. You know, we had the rush earlier in the game, and, you know, in the A-gap right there, we just didn't do a good job of picking it up. Pitiful feeling, you know, especially after giving up the deal at the start of the game. So it's a rough one, and hopefully we can get past it and get going for this week. Oh, yeah, both of them are correctable. I mean, you know, it's a bad thing is both of them are really more a physical play than a mental play. You know, I mean, you got free hitters and you got to make the tackle, and you got a free player and you got to make the block. So, you know, those are all correctable things. It's just it's a shame that it ended up hurting the team as much as it did.
The Jags released kicker Jason Myers after a pair of missed field goals in that game and signed Josh Lambeau, a former Chargers kicker who was on the street and tried out with the Jags and some other teams early in the season.
It's not the workouts that are the difficult thing. It's having to fly home 2 hours later every time and call your family. It's, hey, I'm going to this place, I'm going to that place. And then, you know, a day and a half later, yeah, flying back to California. So that's the hard part. But, you know, it happens to the best of everybody in this league. You know, in order for someone to get a job, you have to beat somebody out, and it's going to happen to you as well.
Lambeau appeared in 32 games for the Chargers from 2015 through 16 and has made 52 of 64 career field goals. That's 81%, and 70 of 78 extra points. That's 90%. Remember, Jason Myers has similar career numbers. He's 64 of 79 for 81% on field goals and 76 of 88 on extra points, good for 86%. We'll see how Lambeau gets going this week in Indy. Right after the game Sunday night, Jaguars postgame on radio. Prior to the Jaguars, running back Fred Taylor was asked to discuss both Leonard Fournette and Todd Gurley's performance in the game.
Two young studs. I hope Leonard's okay. He hobbled off a little bit right there. But a lot of elusiveness from both guys, a lot of bursts, great flashes, very good vision by both of them, handling the ball, taking care of the ball, nothing hit the ground, and just running through tackles, going through arm tackles. I'd like to see our offense, the Jaguars offense, you know, soften them up a little bit more. They had a lot of eight men in the box down there for Leonard because the pass game wasn't a huge threat. Although Blake didn't have a terrible game, the one pass to Mercedes, the interception, that sort of kind of highlighted the day. But prior to that, it wasn't a terrible game.
That last part was a big part of the storyline this week. How does the Jaguars offense get something going other than the run game? The Rams defense loaded the box against Fournette last week. And for Blake Bortles, figuring out something else is a must for this offense.
We're going to see different things than I think teams have showed and then different than what we're going to have prepared for during the week. So, you know, I think Nathaniel and the coaches have done a good job of realizing that. So now they're trying to think of, you know, anything and everything to try and throw at us to make sure that give us, you know, all different types of looks so we get, you know, some type of practice of whether it's the right look or not, at least adjusting to it and trying to figure things out. Because for as many times as we run the ball and, you know, I think how well we've been running, that guys are going to do different things to make sure they can try and stop the run. And we're going to have to figure out and adjust, you know, kind of to it on the fly. So I wouldn't be surprised, you know, at this point to see anything.
On the other side of the ball, the Jags defense is among the best in the league against the pass, but they've struggled slowing down the run game. In this preview of Sunday's pregame interview, defensive coordinator Todd Wash knows having a pass rush with four linemen is a luxury.
You know, we can kind of play a little bit more different coverages, try to confuse the quarterback with the different looks that he's getting, and it's not just pressure. He can't just come out, change protections, and block it up and then have some deeper developing routes. So if you can rush four, it just gives you a real opportunity to be creative with coverages.
Calais Campbell's a big part of that. How much has he changed the look up front for this team?
You know, not only just the sacks, you know, but you see where he's pushing the pocket really well, and it allows those younger rushers to go out and get some sacks. So, you know, he's developed into a very good rusher. We knew that coming in. Now, we anticipate him having eight this quick, probably not, but at the same time, you got to give credit to him and how he works.
Yeah, not just the sacks. It's the deflections. It's making other guys around him better, too.
Right? Yeah, there's no doubt. You know, we've seen a lot of short routes these last couple weeks and shallows and crossers and stuff, and, you know, he tipped another big one last week. It looks like it possibly could have been a first down, but he tips the ball. And some other guys are getting their hands on balls too. So that's a big part of what we're trying to do in the quick game.
Todd Wash with us, Jaguars defensive coordinator. Defending the run at times has been a bit of an issue. There was the drive late in the game last week, 7 minutes down to 2 minutes and change, where I think Gurley got the ball eight times in that drive. How frustrating is a point like that? You know that's the time you want to get off the field. And is it correctable, the run game D?
You know, I think it is. You know, some of it was schematically what we were doing last week. You know, I should have loaded the box a little bit more during that drive than I did. So I told our players, a lot of that's on me. But at the same time, you know, we got to do a better job of stopping a run. We have the ability to, and we're going to get tested this week.
Hear the full interview with Todd Wash coming up Sunday morning on the Publix Tailgate Show. Coming up Friday, Jaguars Drive Time with Sexton, Osher, and Sullivan starting at 8:30 a.m. on Jaguars.com, the Jags app, and Jaguars Social. Also Friday, the Jaguars and the City of Jacksonville are set to announce the 2017 recipients of the Jacksonville Veterans Resource and Reintegration Center Community Grants. It's a collaboration between the Jags Foundation and the City of Jacksonville's Military Affairs and Veterans Department, and they'll award $50,000 to six veteran-serving organizations throughout the community. This is the fourth of a five-year, $1 million commitment from the Jags to fund these grants. Look for coverage on Jaguars.com. Look for Inside the Jaguars on the team website coming up Friday afternoon to recap the week ahead of that Week 7 game against the Colts. And then Sunday, EverBank Jaguars Weekend TV airs at 10:30 a.m. on Fox 30. Check local listings outside of the Jacksonville television market. And the Publix Tailgate Show starts at 10 on 1010XL Radio, Jaguars.com, and the Jags app. And it's followed on the Jaguars Radio Network at noon with Countdown to Kickoff, a show that features Pete Briscoe, Fred Taylor, and The Final Word with head coach Doug Marone. Our thanks to Jags manager of radio, Joe Fortunato, and thanks for listening to the J.P. Shadrick Podcast.